It says about Moshe Rabbeinu that when he finished Kabbalah Torah, when he came down, it was after the Chet, so his Koran Arapanov and Klal Yisrael couldn't stand it, they couldn't stand the Kedusha. But the question is, what's the inyan of the Koran Arapanov? And you have it also in the Kohen Gadol came out of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Baal Piyut describes him in every oifin of Yoifi and Ziv and Hada. There's a chelik of Torah that comes in words. And Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, Zoysa Torah, from Bereishis, Tanya Kol Yisrael, and that's the chelik of Torah that's given over in words. It has words and can be given over. There's another chelik, something that doesn't have words to come down with. But it's also Torah. Mishnah Chagiga says that Maisa Merkava, for instance, you can't even teach B'yachid, you give over Rosh HaProkim and he's made Me'atzmai. There's Chalakim of Torah that you can't pick it up through the words. You pick it up from the punim of the one that was Mekabalit. The Kohen Gadol came out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What Shaykh is it have a Klal Yisrael? What did you see there? That's the stupidest question ever asked. What did you see there? But Becholzeis, the Kohen is our Shliach also. I mean, the Kohen is going in for Klal Yisrael. Where do we connect with the Kohen Gadol Bifnim? And the answer is, in the ziv of the Kohen, you picked up some of that teichen that was inside it. I want to say of a personal note, my youngest son is named Nachum after Reb Nachum, Rebbe Chaim Chaim. Reb Nachum is my Rebbe, and his bar mitzvah came out a week or two before we the whole family left for Silver Spring, and it was a little bit emotional, and I was trying to think, when I spoke of some bracha, what would I like to like to be mevarech a child named after Reb Nachum? And I was going through my mind, Reb Nachum's goyness and Torah. Well, first of all, it needs his kashoynis. Reb Nachum was a goyin adir. It needs his asmoda tzuma. That's up to the person. So it's a chira. And also, somewhere along the line, it's sort of, there's something selfish about it. I would like to have a son who's so chashuv and so famous. It's not the etzim what I want for my son. It's what I want for myself in a certain sense. And I thought about it. And then when I spoke, I said, if I could give him a bracha for something, it's Reb Nachum's furrowed brow when he was working on a svara, and Reb Nachum's shine when it was Omer on an Akuda. For those of you who've seen the picture in my house in the living room of Reb Nachum, you see both his brow furrowed, and you see the light shining up when he chapped it. That picture is one of the most accurate pictures of anyone I've ever seen. Knows what I'm talking about a little bit. He lit up, and he lit up a room with it, and the words Amelos B'Torah, the words Simchas HaTorah, Chedas HaShmaitza, those words had a meaning from the look on his face that's not possible. The words, he never said Musa Shmuzin. That wasn't his thing. He never could speak really Musa. It wasn't his thing. And he didn't even speak about learning. He learned. But looking at him, and for the umpteenth time, he would work through a sugya. He would never coast and say, "Oh, I have this down already." Even though he did, he was his having it down was eerie how clear he had it. He would redo it every time, and with the same yigia, and you could see his brow furrowed every time he's talking learning, and every time he came up with it a little slightly different knetch or refound again the same knetch, he would light. I mean, you'd see the glint in his eyes, you see the smile, and it was kolatz moisai. That's a type of ha'ara It's a Torah that can be given over only from Ha'aras Panim. It's not given over through words. So the Kohen Gadol was the Shliach Klal Yisrael, and when he came out, in as much as people in Klal Yisrael was Zeicher to be Omer and Da'ara, that's how much they had, that's how much they were Shaykh to the Kachar Gadol. People ask, well, what were we Shaykh to Kachar Gadol? In as much as you were Shaykh to be Teufis to Ha'ara of the Kohen Gadol, that's how much you were Shaykh with that Makom. Introduction. Emes Maneda.
Look this. I'll start. You'll help me.
Emes Maneda.
Second day. Yes, we spoke before by Nilo. We spoke a lot about the union of the Meirochai Kashanirli. The things seem somehow always to be closest when things are, as things are moving away. I always say over the kind of the illustration that I once saw of Soloveitchik writes, you escort a friend who's leaving for good and you take him to the train, and as the train is pulling away, when it starts pulling away and it's irreversible is when all the pangs begin to well up again. Well, that's those are the Yanam we spoke about by Nila. I'd like to add another Knesh to the Nigen. If you take a look, the second pasuk is Oidav Nechon Ivnei Spesulos Yisrael Oitadi Supayach V'Seitzel M'choin M'Sachakim. There are two matzavim where a person waits for someone who's beloved. We have a mosque like Rashi says, like someone's waiting the Almanus. Somebody was Nasui, a woman is in a sewer, and then she becomes an aguna lo'aleinu from the suin and waits for the Baal to come back. And that's one type of tsar, one type of gaguim. There's a deeper tsar. Let's say a woman was an arusa, which meant that she never had at all a kesha, pnimi. She never was built. She never had a chance to have children. She never had a chance to really be part of a family life. And then when you miss agin from a baal, that's much, much deeper tsar, because it's both the tsar of not having the one that you were in love with, and the tsar of never anticipating becoming built. It's one thing if you have a family, so there's one level of tsar, but you were built, you have a family, you have children, you had something. If the baal disappears and there's nothing there, then if just out of erisin, it's both ends are lost. The Navi is reaching out and he's speaking from Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael is called a psula, psulas Yisrael. In other words, it's Klal Yisrael had a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but never was built the way it should be built. It was, the Chazal described it, that in the Erisin itself it was Niskalko. And the break happened before Klal Yisrael could become what's called built. And still Klal Yisrael yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, that there'll come a time and Klal Yisrael will be rebuilt. Psulas Yisrael is going to be built again. And the waiting is not the waiting will culminate in Klal Yisrael having binyan and payers and so on. One more niggin that become a favorite. It's a personal favorite one, and someone actually came up with Chazal that it's speaking about Motzi and Kippur. So I guess it's Niba of Layada Maniba. It comes with a story, and those of you who've been here the last few years know the story, and I'll repeat it. It's part of the. I heard it once on a record 45 years ago, an old record. A record is like a CD, but just very big and black. and it goes round and round on a thing. It must have been like I think it was above the record. I heard it, and it moved me profoundly, and sort of forgot about it. I later saw it written up where it came from. I actually found the same words as an Avodah Kedishah was quite different. It was a Breslov enigma, and I saw it, and I heard it actually personally from Reb Chaim Shapiro from Baltimore. He He said over how he got this name. He was in the during the war years. He was stuck in Russia all over the place, and he was on a camp in Siberia. And he was able to have tefillin with him. And also, he did his job that he did was a little better than most people. I think he delivered mail from one camp to another camp. So he had a horse that he was riding on, and he comes to the camp next to his. It was on a Shabbos, but it was, I mean, in those days that was, you know, to be able to abundant for Pekuach Nefesh. And he sees this person who's like overgrown with hair all over him. Like he hadn't taken a haircut and a beard cut for who knows how long, sitting in a corner, singing Zmiris, Shal Shudah Zmiris. And he starts singing along, and this person like looks up, and like first he was very suspicious. Then he found out this person was a Breslov Chassid, who'd been sitting in jail, who'd been sitting in a prison camp for 10, 20 years. And in Russia, they sort of have like this thing that Mishagoyim, like Rasputin, like these, they have a certain mindset of being Kedoshim, kind of. They even made some of them heads of the government. So so that way, he was able to keep, he let himself grow as a madman, and he that's how he was able to keep, you know, they let him keep Shabbos. And then he heard from him that he has tefillin, and he was beside himself. He said, "You have tefillin, and it's Shabbos today." He says, "Tomorrow morning, you know, Alois Zmana is somewhere like 5:10. I'll be there to put on tefillin." He said, "You're crazy. If you walk from camp to camp, they'll shoot you." He said, "You're not going to tell me that after 20 years, there's a pair of tefillin in the camp next to me, and I'm not going to get it. I'll be there." And sure enough, the next morning at whatever, it was a few minutes after crack of dawn, all of a sudden this guy appears, and he puts on tefillin, and he said the tears of Simcha just were incredible. And he told him as a schar, he's going to teach him a nigun, the rest of the nigun. The nigun carries in itself a lot of the same, it's a nigun that reflects well on the situation. It's a takeoff on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And it adds them. The pasuk is Alginas Egas Yeradati, Kadosh Baruch Hu came down to an orchard of nuts, Lirois Be'ibe Anachal, to see at the flora growing along the riverbank, Lirois Aparach Agefen, to see if the vines have started to blossoming, Hey Neitzer Amoinim, if the pomegranates have begun to open up. And then the next pasuk is Lo Yadati Nafshi Samasi, and so on. I don't know myself, and so on. So it's there's a Yiddish sort of retouching of the pasuk. The mame hot mir geschickt nisach zu kleiben. My mother sent me to go and pick nuts. Wie hoch ist der Baum? The tree is so tall. Wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach? The children are so short. Lo yadati nafshi. I myself didn't know that I could reach up and get to it. I think a lot about it as a kesher. So first of all, the story itself. I mean, if you tell somebody that the situation these people were in, and the Mrs. Nefesh and so on, I don't think anybody could think that a human being could do it. But I think a little more prosaic, a little more yanenu. Most people don't think their problem is they're not aware of what they could attain. They look at what they're supposed to attain, and they look at themselves, and they look at the tree, and they say, "I'll never reach it." When you go through Yom Kippur, one of the things you realize in Kippur, it's a stretch, but you can actually get some of those nuts. It's, you know, a person comes out at the other end of Yom Kippur, and he says, you know, I mean, if someone were to tell you you'd have to stand on your feet for 12 hours, davening all the time, and so on, fasting, and so on. It's not, looking from the other side, it's difficult. When we look back, and b'chlal, where we were on an emotional level, on a ruchnistic level, it gives us a sense of we don't begin to know ourselves. The thing in chinuch, I would say probably the most moving moments is the moment when a person discovers what he has in himself. It's like sometimes children, there's a special moment when a child recognizes himself in a mirror. He didn't, the idea of self and me, this is me, is a certain discovery. And a person, it's not when the person, once the person discovers himself, getting there already is a road. But there's a yesh me'ayin where somebody that didn't think he is there, he finds himself there, even for a moment, even for a day. But then it's already road. Then at least he knows where he's traveling to.
Meirachayik, meirachayik, Hashem nirali, ahava saylam ahdi. Meirachayik, meirachayik, Hashem nirali, ahava saylam ahdi.
Wait a minute. El ginas egois yaradeti, yaradeti, lihirais bibei hanabachal, lihirais bibei hanabachal, hapocha hagefen, heinetorim ahoinim. Hapocha hagefen, heinetorim ahoinim. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Demamehat mir geschickat mir geschick, nisalach zuk lavaiben, nisalach zuk lavaiben. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Dema mehat mir geschick, hat mir geschick. Nisalach zuk lavaiben, nisalach zuk lavaiben. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Kinase goiz yaradeti, yaradeti, lihirais beibei hanabachal, lihirais beibei hanabachal, hapocha hagefen, heinetorim avoinim. Hapocha hagefen, heinetorim oinim. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Demamehat mir geschick, hat mir geschick. Nisalach zuk lavaiben. Nisalach zuk lavaiben. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Demame hat mir geschickt, hat mir geschickt. Nisalach zuk lavaiben, nisalach zuk lavaiben. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Wie heuch ist der Bäum, wie niedrig sein die Kinderlach. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi.